सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
The Lord is giving arguments why we should do Karma Yoga. Why we should do Karma Yoga. So first argument, Lord said that Karma Yoga is to be done because it is a means for Gyan Yoga, for Sankhya, for knowledge, for the knowledge of spirit, for the knowledge of truth, or if you want to know the reality, we all have to do Karma Yoga. Therefore he said, Niyatam Kuru Karma. Niyatam, we all have to do. Okay, but how is to be done? It all has to be done. Yagarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karmbandana. Other, if you don't dedicate your actions to the Lord, those actions will bind you. Those actions will bind you. So therefore all the actions should be done in the form of a yagya for the happiness of the Lord. And then he said that you are a cosmic citizen. In the cosmos, everybody is working. Everybody is following Karma Yoga. So you should also, Arjun, you are also part of that cosmos. You are a citizen. You are an important being also. So you also have to do it. Next he said, you are not Atma Tripta, Atma Santushta and Atma Rati. That means you are not a Jnani. Since you are not a Jnani, therefore you have to do Karma Yoga. Understand it very clearly, we all are not Jnani. If we are not Jnani, then we all have to do Karma Yoga. Okay. Only Jnani, tasya karyam na vidyate. Exception to the rule is only one person. Even if he is a cosmic citizen, he has got no duty. Only realized person has got no duty. Okay. Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara. Therefore, perform action always without attachment. Tasmad, after giving these arguments, he tells that therefore you should do your all actions, how? Asakta, without attachment. Asakto hi acharan karma parmam apnoti purusa. By performing action without attachment only, you can get param, supreme. What is supreme? Truth, reality, knowledge. Then he gives an example that Janaka Adi, they got siddhi. Realization by karma only. Karma neva sansiddhi maasita janakadaya. Janak, Adi, Aswapati and others. They all got realization by following, by doing their duty, karma. Then he said, yajad acharti srishta tattad eva itaro jana. Sa yat pramanam kurte lokasadan vartate. He says, you are Shrestha, you are noble, you are great person. And whatever a great person does, it is a standard in the society, or this is standard. What he is doing this, I have to do this also. Yat pramanam krute lokastad anuvarta, and the people will follow that. Then he says, okay, you have seen the people also, na? Noble people doing actions. Now you see me, I am standing in front of you. Na me partha asti kartabhyam trisilokis kunchana. I have got nothing to gain from the three worlds. There is nothing to be done for me in the three worlds. Na anavaptam avaptabhyam varta evaja karmani, nor anything unattained is to be attained, yet I engage myself in action. You see, two things. One is the Lord is Shrestha. Lord is Shrestha is a noble or great person. Whatever Lord does, everybody will do. Number two, Lord is Jnani. Lord is Jnani, he has got no duty, but still he is doing all this thing. He is saying that I have got nothing to gain, but still I am doing. Why nothing to gain? Because Lord owns everything of the world. He doesn't want anything from the world. He is the owner of the whole world. Then it says, yadi aham navarte aham jatu karmanatandara, if I don't do my duties, if I don't act in the world, what will happen? Mam martamanu vartante manusya partha sarvasa, men would follow me in every way. In every way, people will follow Lord Krishna. Why? He is not working, so I should not work. Ussi deyure me loka na kuryam karma chedaham. These words will perish if I don't perform action. And he says, Sankarasya kartasham, I will be the doer. I will be responsible for the destruction of all the lokas if I stop doing my actions. Okay. So after saying all this thing, then he said, how a wise person should act in the world. How a wise person should act in the world is said in verse number 25.
Saktah karmanna vidvamsaha.
Saktah karmanna vidvamsaha.
यथा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्याद् विद्वांस तथा सक्तः चिकीर्षुर्लोकसंग्रहम् सक्ता कर्मण्य विद्वांसः यथा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्याद् विद्वांस तथा सक्तः चिकीर्षुर्लोकसंग्रहम्
सक्ता कर्मणि अविद्वांसः यथा कुर्वन्ति भारत. ओ अर्जुन, सक्ता अटैच्ड, कर्मणि अविद्वांसः कुर्वन्ति. Abhidvansa means ignorant. Ignorant, they all act in the world. How they act? They are sakta karmani. They are attached to action. They are attached to action and fruit of action. All ignorant people in the world, they perform action in the world. How? Being attached to action and fruit of action. This way, we all are acting in the world. Kuryat vidwan tatha asakta chikursu lokasangaram. Kuryat, a vidwan, a wise person, a realized person. How should he act in the world? He said he should act. Kuryat, he should also act. He should act. How? Tatha asakta. Ignorant act as sakta, as attached. And for Vidwan, for realize, Bhagwan says, you should also act. But how? Asakta, unattached. Why? Chikirsu lok sangaram. wishing the welfare of the world. For the welfare of the world, O Arjun, a Vidwan should act in the world. So as the ignorant man act from the attachment to action, O Bharat, you should, the wise man, act without attachment, wishing the welfare of the world. A Vidwansa. Who is a Vidwansa? Ignorant, simple-minded person who take themselves as body, mind, intellect. We all think this body is Atma for us. Who takes body, mind, intellect as Atma? Those are all ignorant people. Since they are attached to gross body, therefore they have got lot of desires. They have got lot of desires, greed, and they expect lot of fruit of action. Sab abidwan, they have got the doership and enjoyership. They have got doership and enjoyership. They are attached to karma and karmaphal. Attached to karma, attached to action. Karmaphal, fruit of action. They are attached to fruit of action also. Their mind is restless because of the desires and craving for fruit of action. Therefore, their mind is continuously agitated. They perform actions with a great zeal. With lot of interest they act. Lord says, with the same great zeal, Lord says, Vidwan, the wise person, Atmagyani, realized master, should, number one, be engaged in action. They all should act. The realized master should act. How? By be asakta, without doership and without craving for fruit of action. Ignorant acts as a doer and enjoyer. Vidwan acts as a non-doer, non-enjoyer. And Vidwan's no actions are for self, whereas ignorance, all actions are for self only. Vidwan's actions are for lok sangraha. Lok sangraha, for the welfare of the people. Lok sammyak grahan, to hold people in the right path. This is essential for Atmagyani. Atmagyani. Atmagyani, after realization, is supposed to show path to others. This morning also, when we were discussing Narada Bhakti Sutra, Sahatarati, Sahatarati, and after that, once he crosses, a bhakt crosses Maya, he is supposed to Tarayati others, others, people, he should show them path. This way you have to come from Aparabhakti to Parabhakti. The path is to be shown by a bhakt, a Parabhakt. This way I have reached, you also follow this path. So Agyani works for the selfish desire with attachment, whereas Atmagyani acts without attachment, unselfishly to inspire others and welfare of world. Now a question may arise here. Can Lord say to Atmagyani in this way that you have to do? Many times we have seen, once you have said, even Lord has said earlier, one who is a Atmagyani, tasya karya na vidyati. Tasya karya. Just now we saw, Atmagyani is the only person who is exception. He has got no duty. Tasya karya na vidyati. So how come Lord is saying, no, he has to do? Lord acts like that. Lord is saying that I act like that. Lord is sharing his feeling. Lord has already said that I do all the checks and I have nothing to take from the world, still I act. He is not ordering Atmagyani. Lord wants Arjun to act in this way, act for the benefit of the world. Slok number 26. How he should act, how a Jnani should act in the world.
Na buddhi bhedam janayet.
Na buddhi bhedam janayet.
Agyanam karma sanghitanam.
Agyanam karma sanghinam.
Joshayet sarva karmani.
Joshayet sarva karmani.
विद्वान युक्त समाचरन
विद्वान युक्त समाचरन
न बुद्धि भेदं जनये अज्ञानां कर्म संगिनां जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान युक्त समाचरन
न बुद्धि भेदं जनयेत जनयेत मन शुड प्रोड्यूस सो ए ज्ञानी और ए विद्वान शुड नॉट प्रोड्यूस व्हाट बुद्धि भेदम अनसेटलमेंट इन माइंड इन हुज माइंड अज्ञानम इग्नोरेंट पीपल इन द माइंड ऑफ इग्नोरेंट पीपल देयर माइंड शुड नॉट बी अनसेटल्ड Unsettled, those people are doing with the doership and enjoyership. They are craving for fruit of action. And how are they? Karma Sanginam. They are attached to action. So Agyanis, they all act in the world, attached to the actions. And for Jnani, he says, you should not unsettle their mind. You should not unsettle their mind. जोशयेत सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान युक्त समाचरण ओ विद्वान ओ रियलाइज पर्सन ओ वाइज पर्सन जोशयेत यू शुड ऑल्सो एंगेज योर सेल्फ इन एक्शन जोशयेत सर्वकर्माणि ऑल एक्शन यू ऑल्सो डू ऑल योर ड्यूटी विद्वान युक्त समाचरण युक्त बैलेंस समाचरण परफॉर्मिंग So performing all your duties, O Vidwan, you should also act in the world. Let no wise person unsettle the mind of ignorant people who are attached to action. He should engage them in all actions, himself fulfilling them with the devotion. Okay, what is the Jnani's activity? Let us see the Jnani's activity. Because they are agyani, they are karmasangi. Because they are agyani, agyani means they are attached to the body. They are attached to the gross body and subtle body, therefore they have got lot of desires. Therefore they are acting in the world, karmasangi. They do not know Paramananda, hence they are running toward Vishayananda. I hope you understand little bit of Paramananda, that is bliss. Vishayananda, joy which we get from sense objects. Since Agyani do not know about Paramananda, the bliss, or the source of all Vishayananda, therefore they all are running toward the Vishaya. Vishaya means the sense objects. They do selfish actions, they are Rajasic, but they have got little bit of Sattva also. These are Rajasic people. They do lot of actions. But they have got the sattva also a little bit. How? They go to temple, pray for health, wealth and business. They go to temple and they pray for health, wealth and business. All are anatma. All are changing and perishable. They go for and ask for all these things. What else? Marriage of children, etc. And sometimes they do the atithi sarkar also. They receive guest also. So they have got little bit of sattva-guna also, but basically they are rajasic. And suggestion to Jnani, what Jnani should do when these people are acting in the world. Don't go and trouble them, don't ask them, are you attached to your house? Are you attached to your wife and children? A Jnani should not go and tell these people to ignorant people. Don't tell them Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. A Jnani should not go and unsettle the mind of a Jnani. Don't ask them to meditate. Don't give them the higher knowledge. They will not be able to follow it. If they follow, they will be in trouble. They will be in trouble. What trouble? They will lose Vishayananda also. So, if we give them higher knowledge without preparing them, what will happen? They will be in trouble. They will be in trouble. Vishayananda bhi gaya, Paramananda mila nahi. See? So Bhagwan says, don't unsettle ignorant people. Let them do. let them do. So what is the journey from Ajnani to Jnani? We have to know the journey of a Ajnani to Jnani is from Sakam Karma to Niskam Karma. After Niskam Karma, when the mind is purified, then you become fit for knowledge. This we have said 100,000 times. There are only two steps. Number one is purification of mind. Second is getting knowledge. How we have to purify mind? Doing the Karma Yoga. How Ajnani is acting? Sakam, only for self. What is Niskam? We have to tell him, no, you go on doing your duty, but now you start doing Niskam Karma. Start doing Karma Yoga. They cannot, from Ajnani to Jnani, they can never become without following to Niskam Karma Marga. In one jump, you cannot become from Ajnani to Jnani. You have to follow from Sakam to Niskam. And from Niskam, you will get Jnana. Therefore, some caution is to be exercised. If they jump from Ajnani to Jnani, they become Yoga Bhrashta. They will not be successful. They will become Yoga Bhrashta. Achha, so they will lose what? Both Vishyanand and Paramanand gone. If you don't want to follow the path said in the Shastra, what will happen? You will become Yoga Bhrashta. You will not reach. So you left Vishyanand and you could not reach Paramanand. Okay, and if they continue dhyan sadhana without chitta suddhi, it is a mithyachar. Without chitta suddhi, if you go and sit in the meditation, what will happen? Will you reach your destination? No. And then you will be making the list of today's routine. Aaj kya khana hai, kya banana hai? All things you will start thinking. So what is the upay? How to teach a jnanis? Most important part. Tell them you are doing right. Ask them. If you want more success, do you want something more? You are doing right. Whatever you are doing, you are right. Don't unsettle them immediately. Don't tell them Jagat Mithya, Brahma Satya. Praise them. Whatever you are doing, you are doing. But do you want more success in the life? You will say, yes, yes. Will I get more money? Yes. Will I get peace of mind? Yes. What is it? Achha, then you do Gayatri Mantra. I am giving you one Gayatri Mantra. You will every day chant one mala, 108 times. Only this much. Only this much you do Gayatri Mantra, 108 times. And Gayatri Mantra will have its own effect. It will purify his mind. Purify his mind. And it will give peace of mind also. Show them path slowly. You don't wake up a child abruptly. Do you do that? A child is sleeping and you go them and... No, you don't do that. Slowly, slowly, abruptly. Similarly, we have to unfold them slowly, slowly. So Gayatri Mantra will make his mind shant and sharp. Sar. Diyo yona prachodayat. Then he will slowly, slowly understand that from Sakam I have to come to Niskam. Then he will understand. So let Vidwan also do the action with the devotion, Samacharan. He himself is doing. He himself is doing. Why Lord is saying that Vidwan, you should act in this way? And let the abhidwan, the ignorant, let them work as it is. Because values are taught, not taught, but caught. Values are not taught, but caught. When the people will see this vidwan is also acting in the world, but he is always smiling, happy, he is enjoying life also. Then he will up, ignorant will come to vidwan and say, how come? You are so happy. I am also doing the same thing, but I am not happy. I always agitated continuously. I am in trouble. So Gurudev said, if you want to turn a group to a particular direction, first you also run with them in the same direction, take a lead and slowly turn group to the desired direction. So Vidwan also have to say, I am also acting. And slowly will turn, because I am acting as a Niskam Bhav. You are acting with a Sakam Bhav. If you want happiness of my type, what you have to do? You also turn from Sakam to Niskam. This is a turn from Bhog to Yoga. This way, Vidwan has to turn all Abhidwan, ignorant people who are immersed in Bhog, in enjoyment, in Vishayananda, to Yoga. To Yoga means to Paramananda. This way we have to turn them. Slok 27.
Prakrite kriyamanani. Gunaikarmani sarvasah. Ahankara vimudatma. Kartaham iti manyate. Prakrite kriyamanani. Gunaikarmani sarvasah. Ahankara vimudatma. Kartaham iti manyate.
In what way is the ignorant man attached to action? Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Prakrite, nature. Kriyamanani are performed. Gunai, qualities. Karmani, actions. Sarvasa, all actions are done by the qualities of Prakriti. Prakriti has got three guna. So all actions are happening in Prakriti, in the nature. Ahankar vimunatna kartaham iti manyate. Ahankar vimunatna, whose mind is deluded by ego. Ahankar vimunatna kartaham iti manyate. I am the doer. But Lord is saying, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvata. All the actions are being performed by Prakriti only. Prakriti is performing. So all actions are performed in all cases merely by the qualities guna of Prakriti. He whose mind is deluded by egoism thinks, I am doer. So in slok number 27-28, Bhagwan is comparing and contrasting jnani with ajnani. What a jnani is doing? And in slok number 28, he will tell what jnani is doing. So Prakriti, what is this Prakriti? Prakriti is Maya. What is Maya? Maya is the Shakti of Parameshwar. It is the power of Lord. Also known as Agyan, Abhidya, Maya with three guna. We say Yogmaya also. So all Pind and Brahmand, those who have studied Tattva, they know. All Pind, all individual bodies of all beings, and Brahmand. Brahmand means all 14 lokas, are made of 5 great elements with the Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. There are 5 great elements, and in each element there is Trigun, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And everything is made of that Pind, individual body. My body is also made of 5 great elements, and it also has got Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. All details are given in Tattvabodh. All details are given. What is made of Sattvagun? What is made of Rajasgun? What is made of Tamogun in this body? It's all given. And these elements have got 2 stages. One is the subtle, and then comes gross. So there are subtle 5 elements, gross five elements, and each element has got sattva, rajas, and tamas. And with this, whole world is created. 14 lokas, all 14 lokas are created, including my body, and body of all beings. All beings are made of these great elements. Kriyamanani. So all actions are because of the prakriti. All actions are because of prakriti. So buddhi functions as a gyan shakti. Buddhi is also made up the sattvic portion of panchamahabhut. So buddhi is gyan shakti. Mind is ichha shakti. Pran is kriya shakti. We have got three shakti. All of us, we have got three shakti. Buddhi, gyan shakti. And the mind functions as ichha shakti. Pran functions as kriya shakti. So all gross body and subtle body function with these three shakti. All gross body and subtle body, they function with the three shakti. We all have got the gyan shakti. We have got the ichha also, ichha shakti, and kriya shakti. It is the prakriti which is in action. It is the prakriti in action. And apart from prakriti, there is atma. So in this pinda, in this individual body, there are two things. One is the prakriti, another is atma. So Lord wants to tell here that it is the prakriti which is working and atma is akarta. Only two things are there. Only two things are there. One is atma, another is anatma. Who is working? Anatma is working. Who is atma? Atma is akarta. If atma is akarta, what is prakriti? Prakriti is karta. Ahankar vimura atma karta miti manyate. The person who is deluded by this maya, he thinks, I am doer. Who is doing? Prakriti is doing. Prakriti is karta. Atma is a karta. But ahankar vimura atma karta miti manyate. But one who is deluded by ahankar, he thinks that I am doer. So vimud atma, atma here means, in vimud atma, word atma comes, atma here is buddhi. Once buddhi is deluded, so agyanish buddhi is deluded by ahankar, aham karoti ahankar. This ahankar is an upadhi. This is ahankar is an upadhi. It is antahkaran, one of the part of antahkaran, mana buddhi chitta ahankar. It is one part of antahkaran. What is ahankar? Ahankar is atasmin tadbuddhi. Atasmin tadbuddhi, that which is not there. He thinks it is that. Atasmin tadbuddhi. So identification with gross body and subtle body results into ahankar. This cause of ahankar is ignorance. The basic cause of ahankar is ignorance. Agyan. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of my own true nature. Ignorance of Atman, that is the cause. Since I don't know my Atman, which is Sukh Swarup, I am Sukh Swarup, I am happiness, happiness is me. Since I don't know, therefore I go out to search happiness outside. This is Agyan. This is Agyan. Karta hamiti manyate, doing is by prakriti, not purush. It is not by Atman, it is not by purush. Who is doing? Prakriti is doing. But a jnani thinks he is karta. We all think, who is karta? I am karta. I am karta. This is because of ignorance. A jnani thinks this body, gross body or subtle body is Atma. For him, this body is Atma. Therefore, he creates more and more desires and becomes Karta to satisfy these desires. Okay, so he has fallen to imperfection. Happiness is beyond mind, but a jnani can't reach that happiness because he is identified with the upadhi. Where is the real happiness? Real happiness is beyond mind. Beyond mind. And a jnani is identified with the upadhi. Therefore, he cannot reach there. He cannot reach there. Both jnani and a jnani, they are acting, performing action, but they are in different realm. Their actions are different reserves. A jnani binds himself. Jnani, without doership, he liberates himself. His actions will liberate himself. Yanisa sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami. That which is night for everybody. Night for everybody. We all are awake to the world, but we all are sleeping toward Lord. Ya nisa sarva bhutanam. We all are sleeping toward the Lord or the Atman. We don't know. And we are all awake toward the world. But what the jnani is doing? He is sleeping toward the world, but he is always awake toward the Lord. This is the difference between jnani and a jnani. So how to make a jnani a jnani? Now the question comes, how to make a jnani a jnani? So first, what we have to do, check the quality of the mind of a jnani. Check the mind of a jnani, whether he's a tamasic or a rajasic or a sattvic person. And accordingly, sadhana will be given. We have to find out how much he can digest. How much that a jnani can digest, that is to be checked. Unless the mind of a jnani cooperates, knowledge will not happen. Knowledge will not happen unless the mind of a jnani is ready for that knowledge. You see, mother gives mashed potato to one child. Why? He cannot digest. Mashed potato. The one who is young, teenager, or 15, 18, 20, 25 years, he will not like mashed potato. He will be, Mom, can you make it French fried? Can you fry it? Because he can digest it. In both cases, it is potato only, whether it is mashed or French fries. But why mother is giving one person mashed potato, other person French fries, according to the digestion capacity? So jnani should give knowledge to a jnani, seeing his capacity. See what is the state of mind. Is he tamasic or rajasic or a sattvic? We will be giving jnana only, but in a different form. Different form is to be given. Okay. Similarly, jnana should be given in doses. Gita tells us what is to be done and how is to be done. Teaching is what other person require. Teaching is what the other person requires to know. It is not giving what the teacher knows. It is not that what teachers knows. Should not be given that much. Should be very, very careful.
Tattvavittu Mahabaho. Tattvavittu Mahabaho. Gunakarma Vibhagayoho. Gunakarma Vibhagayoho. Guna Gunesu Vartante. Guna Gunesu Vartante. Iti Matva Na Sajjate. Iti Matva Na Sajjate. Tattvavittu Mahabaho. Gunakarma Vibhagayoho. Guna Guneshu Vartante. Iti Matva Na Sajjate.
Tattvavit. Tattvavit, the knower of truth, a jnani person. Tu Mahabaho Arjun, Gunakarma Vibhagayo. He knows the division of the qualities and their function. He knows this thing. Guna Gunesu Vartante Iti Matvana Satyate. He knows it is the Prakriti. Guna, Trigun, is acting or transacting with other Trigun. Therefore, he never gets attached to guna. But he who knows the truth, O Mahabaho, about the division of the qualities and their functions, and he who knows that the guna as senses move amidst guna as object, is not attached. Not attached. So who is Tattvavit? Tattvavit is the knower of truth. One who knows the Atman or the Brahman, he is Tattvavit. He knows he is not Upadhi, made of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. He knows there is one anatma, other is atma. Anatma is this upadhi. How is this upadhi made? It's made of sattva, rajas and tamas. It's trigun it is made. He also knows the guna karma vibhaga. Guna karma vibhaga, he knows. Guna and their function. What is this guna karma vibhaga? He knows from sattva, rajas and tamas, different instruments in this body are made. Buddhi is Jnana Shakti, he knows. And it is made of Sattvagun, he knows that. Mind is Ichha Shakti, and it is made of Sattvagun, he knows. Pran is Kriya Shakti, he knows it is made from Rajogun. Pran is made from Rajogun, Buddhi and Man is made of Sattvagun, he knows this thing. And all these three are made of five gunas. All three are made of five gunas, only, five tattva only. Pancha Mahabhut only. He knows he is not Karta Bhokta, whereas the Ajnani thinks he is Karta Bhokta. This is the difference between Tattvavit and Ajnani. Tattvavit and Ajnani. Ajnani does not know that he has got Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, and Ichha Shakti, which are made by Prakriti only, and they have got different function. Although made of the same element, same five great element, Buddhi is there, which is Jnana Shakti. Same five element, Man is there, Ichha Shakti. Same five element, Pran is there, it's Kriya Shakti. But Tattvavit, the knower of truth, he knows this Jnana Shakti, Ichha Shakti, and Kriya Shakti are made of three guna only. He knows that. Guna gunesu vartante, upadhi of BMI, body, mind, intellect, made of three gun, is doing function. So our senses are interacting with the object of the world. Whole object of the world is also made of pancha mahabhut. My body, my senses, and mind, intellect, that also is made of five guna, five great elements. And these five great elements has got three guna. Trigun means sattva, rajas and tamas. Objects are also made of triguna. My body is also made of triguna. Take out the three. So guna is there. Object is also made of guna. My body is also made of guna. This vyavahar, the transaction between the object and the senses is nothing but guna, gunesu vartante. It is happening in prakriti. It is happening in prakriti only. Knowing this, Jnani is not bound. Not knowing this, a Jnani is bound. That's all. It nahi hai. If you have understood this thing, then slowly, you will evolve. You will distance yourself. You come to know. It's the interaction between guna gunesu vartante. It is the three guna acting with three guna, that's all. And all three guna are inert only. They are inert, and atma is inert. It is in the presence of atma, these jnana shakti, ichha shakti, and kriya shakti, they all work. If atman is not there, then jnana shakti, ichha shakti, kriya shakti will not act. So Atman is a karta and Prakriti is karta, and Prakriti, according to this instrument, they all are acting. When we fit Buddhi to Atman, it becomes Jnana Shakti. If we fit mind to Atman, it becomes Ichha Shakti. If we attach Prana to Atman, it becomes Kriya Shakti. Otherwise they are all inert. Oh.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्